And that's basically the posture that I would take. But I can't remember, Roger, frankly, whether or not, because I have, since I left the court, I've tried to follow the advance sheets, and I've done a reasonably good job of it, so that I'm aware of some of those things, some of those points, but I don't remember whether they happened when I was on the court or whether they happened subsequent thereto.
Well, wait a minute. Here, this one maybe these don't ring a bell, do they, with you? Look at these things, 6, 7, and 8. Those were in the wake of the one that I specifically mentioned, and I think you were descended in each one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was
trying
to bring up. They weren't very spectacular cases.
Yeah. Anymore. I don't have independent recollections. I see that I did dissent, and basically I dissented on the basis of the policy that I stated, that it was if changes were to be made in that, the legislature ought to make them.
Mm-hmm. You served in the legislature, and you served in the judiciary.
And I served in the executive branch, too.
That's right.
As a regent of the University of Michigan.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you wanted, if you felt deeply about this, to expand your observations about the role of the legislature in determining policy and the mechanisms that are provided when policy is being determined under our form of government. That is, you have the elected representative answerable every 2 years or whatever it is. You have a broad range of subject matter that's within the legislative compass. You have hearings at the committee level. You have a committee action, a chance for refinement of the policy, whatever it is. Then you have a review on the floor, then you have action by the plenary body, the House, the Senate, and then it goes right back across. Now, the Founding Fathers, I thought maybe this was what you had in mind.
Well,
so this
yeah.
is how to make policy. That, not three people in the Manistee State Bank versus McGowan
yeah.
saying that was wrong.
That's exactly right. The legislature had the advantage of considering policy changes against the panoply of the entire factual situation, pertinent and not pertinent. The court's review of these things should have been restricted to the matters presented by the opposing parties to the court, because only those matters to which opposing parties devoted their attention were really properly honed, it seems to me, for the court to make a decision on, and to use those as an excuse for a philosophical venture into policy may have been parallel, it may have been similar, but it isn't exactly the same. To the extent that it wasn't the same, it was dangerous. I don't know that I'm expressing it very well, but I did feel, always have, still do feel, that it is not the proper function of a court, any court, to go beyond that which has been properly refined by the adversarial process in getting the questions to the court. And that's the and you're right. The legislature has the committee system. It has investigative powers. It can get into a hell of a lot of different aspects of all of these problems much more fully than a court can. And I think that's where it should have been left. But, and moreover, by definition, the legislature is basically to represent the wishes of the people. The courts basically are to resolve and to determine the resolution of differences between people, not to represent anybody. The courts don't represent anybody except that court's belief in what the body of law is. That's the only thing it represents.
Do you remember, Justice Lindemer, the Indian fishing rights case? Does this ring any bells with you? That was the one where I think you dissented, and it had to do with the title was it, Le Blanc.
Le Blanc.